a badass.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You my dog.
The drive is live.
Clint Sterner. Look at Sterner.
95.7 The Fan presents...
Clint Sterner is the last man standing. Now, who is Clint Sterner?
His two strongest strengths, he's competitive and he's smart.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I'm going to put my hands on this bathroom counter and see if I can't twerk a little bit, see what it looks like, see what it feels like.
The Drive is live for Dirty's Daily.
All right, welcome back. Dirty's Daily, and it's the first Dirty's Daily on a Football Friday live here from Oak and Iron. Clap it up, people. Here we go, baby. Clap it up as we're having a good time out here. Again, if you are in the building or you're on the way, we've already had a couple of winners. We're going to start hooking people up. We got $50 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's coming up this hour. In the final hour, you got a chance to win a Nico Collins autograph game-size football and two tickets. Now, some of y'all say y'all don't need them. Okay. But two tickets to Colts-Texans coming up later on this season. All you got to do if you're in the building is put your name in our raffle box, and you've got a chance to win those. By the way, Football Friday presented by Low T Center, supported by our good friends at Tom Ball Ford and Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as Champion NAS HVAC. They are on site with us in plumbing. They're on site with us. And let me tell you something, man. They got something special here. My man Mark, he's the dude with the Crispy J's over here. Come talk to my man Mark. He's got a setup over here. We've already had some people who've been able to talk to him. You can sign up right now, and you got a chance to win a free one-year membership, two HVC visits a year, 15% off all AC and heating repairs, priority booking, and waived after hour fees. So you've got a chance to win a great setup here with our good friends here at Champion and Nash HVAC. And plumbing. All you got to do is come to the table right here. So as soon as you get over here and fill your name and put it in the raffle, slide right over to my man Mark over here, and you got a chance to win a free one-year membership with our good friends at Champion and Nash HVAC and plumbing. So come on out, have a good time here. Paul Gallant in with us again. Many people. I don't know why people feel like. When we miss work, that we're just untrustworthy. Now somebody then came on, and then now Tyler, and I will tell everybody who was listening on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch. Rob, you got to get some of it. Now Tyler's going to go to the basement with you. Tyler has not reached the point in his journey as a broadcaster and on radio in dealings with the text line, YouTube, and Twitch that he walks away from conversations.
Not sure Tyler will
get in. Tyler will get into the basement with you. So someone
fares overrated, man.
So someone,
I was wondering what you meant by that saying, and now I'm looking at the text line, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Someone came and said, are you sure Clint is sick, or is he Tyler sick? All right, and so Tyler is going into the basement with old Rob.
Statement there, Rob.
With old Rob. But no, he is under the weather. Hell, you guys, listen, you heard him last couple of days. All right, it was a fight to the finish, baby. He was playing hurt, and we finally set him down. So he is out today, but he will be back. He'll be back Sunday night, I believe. He'll be back during the postgame show with Sean right here on 95.7 The Fan. But Paul Gallant is in the building. I see some people calling him Paulie Kittens. I can't do that. I can't call that grown man Kittens. I really can't. So it's Paul Gallant to me. I go Paulie. I can do all these things. Kittens, I don't know. Now, one would argue I did say sexy Paulie as soon as he sat down. So, I mean, there's some grace there.
Rock and roll, meow.
Or whatever. But we're having a good time. All right, Dirty's Day, let us start here. And I want to get your thoughts first, Paul, and then the text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on the conversation. C.J. Stroud, for whatever area you feel about him, if you are in the camp of some people, get him out of here. I want Davis Mills. I want Bubby Brister. I don't know why Bubby Brister was the name I went to, but I want any kind of backup quarterback. Go somewhere else. We can win without him. Don't give him $60 million. I wouldn't give him $30 million. If you're that, to that space, Tony, if you are if you are or you're a little higher, and when I say Tony, I mean Tony over there at Viking Flooring, that Tony, not Tony who sings Happy Birthday. Or if you're where I am, where I have a lot of belief and faith in C.J. Stroud, and I find it impressive what he's been able to do over his last 3 years when they've said, here, man, take this chicken S and make something out of it. And he keeps doing it every year, although he did doo-doo on himself in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he peed his pants. Yeah.
No, he did more than that. He peed his pants against Pittsburgh, but then he doo-dooed all over himself against the Patriots. Maybe he did them both. All right, but is there a performance on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills who are behind the Rams on DraftKings as Super Bowl favorites, second in the league, Josh Allen, former MVP, arguably the best quarterback in the game right now. Is there anything, any type of performance that he could put together on Sunday that can bring whatever level of confidence that you have dropped back? Is there anything that he could do?
I don't know about all the way back.
But there's something there that can pull you in.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ask you this. When's the last time that he played like a top quarterback against a good team? Because it's been a while. Last year.
Depending on how you look at it, right? I thought the game he played against Kansas City with what he was dealing with the pressure that he was given, the plays that he made against that team on the road, I thought he played really well against Kansas City. San Francisco, he really statistically probably his best game of the season.
Here's why I look at those games and I'm like, yeah, but okay. I didn't love the performance against the Chiefs. He did what he was supposed to do in that game, but I hated that he underthrew Nico Collins on that first play early on. That drove me crazy. It should have been a touchdown. Whatever. That's besides the point. The 49ers team was dead when they played him. There were so many injuries. When they smoked the Ravens, that was not the Baltimore Ravens that you expected to see. Like, his best performance last year, I thought, was maybe that game against the Cardinals. And, I mean, we all think the Cardinals might be one of the worst teams in the league this year. Go back to 2024 as well. It's been a while since we've seen C.J. play well against a big-time team to the level where you're like, yeah, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. So, if you see it, I don't think it's going to need stats necessarily. If you see a performance where you're like, damn, he was efficient. He got the ball out on time. He made a couple of plays happen by extending and moving his legs, and he didn't turn the football over, more importantly than anything. Yeah, it's a game against the Bills. He didn't play against the Bills last year. Who knows how that game goes? Maybe it's not as close. I would think so.
Were the Colts good his first game back?
No, not really. I thought they were frauds. But of all the games, that was a good game that he played.
Because I just say that of like what are options? Like to me, the Kansas City game, the reason why I look at that one, there was
so
much pressure
for sure
that was coming,
and on the Chiefs too.
Pressure, but I mean physical pressure from.
Oh,
the,
gotcha. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was like a quarter and a half. Chris Jones was just completely unblockable by everybody,
yeah,
and Spags was just sending blitz after blitz. He converted a couple of big third downs and longs. I just like stats wise, it doesn't look like a great game, but to go into that place where you're having. I get it. You're looking for the Bengal game he had.
Yeah,
the game
exactly.
Against the Bills.
Outside of the pick 63 against the Bengals, yes.
The game he had against the Bills, the game. The 49er game, I understand what you're saying on that. I'll just say the 49ers, though, mostly played like that team that won 12 games.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
They were mostly that team. They didn't get a lot of those guys back. So I hear what you're saying, and I'm not trying to change your opinion of what you're talking about,
teams.
Where you're looking at. But, yeah, Buffalo would be one of those teams.
This is one of those teams where if he plays well against them, it's going to be a shot in the arm of confidence for you in the same way that a couple of other teams, but a very few other teams, could perhaps give it. So it's nice that it's happening in week one. But, you know, the other side of that is if he struggles – I think a lot of Texans fans have had fun the last couple of days making fun of Drake May, and understandably so, because somebody else peed their pants. And you're thinking to yourself, he peed his pants too.
Seattle's got the ball.
But you peed your pants first, and you can't unpee your pants because Drake May peed his pants. So I think on the other side of this, if he struggles in this game,
I mean, God, we're back to this thing we've been doing for 7 months. You, 7 months daily, you know?
Yeah, and the space that he is in right now, and I think I'm just listening as we're talking about this, the space he's in right now, it is almost like nuance is going to go out of the window with him.
It's almost already, hasn't
like,
it?
Like if he it does not if he does not play poorly, it won't matter if, you know, like he's been just getting hit repeatedly or he's got sacked a bunch of times or whatever is around him. Like it won't. It is really black and white right now with him. Did you throw for 300 yards? Did you throw for 250 yards? Did you turn the ball over? Did you throw touchdowns? Regardless of what's going on around him. But I think he definitely needs to play. He needs to play. Like when I say he needs to play football. That has needed to happen, a real game. So at least to give people a different conversation, because everybody sees C.J. Stroud now and they just see the first half of the Patriot game. That's every, like, nothing else that he did does not matter. I mean, even people who had the highest level of thought about him still just see the Patriot game.
And that's what's interesting, too, because it does feel like people that are on the outside looking in have turned the page on that. I mean, I would say it's even more than a hipster movement. The amount of people that have picked the Texans to win the Super Bowl, of which there are several, the amount of people who have picked the Texans to win the AFC, the amount of people who have said the Texans are the best team in the AFC and could win the AFC on top of that, there's a lot of people that could easily change their mind with one bad performance since we all overreact in week one, you know? So I'm really intrigued as to how that's going to go. Sorry, microphone was not in my mouth. There we go. Thank you. Not a professional. Not a professional. I haven't even had any alcohol yet, so, you know.
No, it's like someone just texted in, kind of hard to be elite when your team is rotating left guards and Kenyon Green being healthy. Again, as I said, I think that stuff is out of the window now with him. Like, fair or not fair, I think it is. That is gone. I don't think that he gets that benefit of the doubt because of how poorly he played and the decisions he made in that playoff run. So, like, somebody's already said, trade CJ for 3 first-round picks and go get Arch. Okay. Like, yeah, these are the levels.
I don't want a Manning.
These are the levels of where people are right now. So, like, with that person,
NFL MVP, man.
There it is. Tyler's been calling it. but right there, Tyler, those are the people where, like, I think CJ could go for 350 and 3 touchdowns. And there's still no changing them until maybe he does something in the playoffs.
I think it will change people's minds. That's how long it's been.
If he outplays Josh Allen like he did the last time these two faced in this game, you think the narrative around CJ changes?
It'll start to at the very least, and you will have people showing up to the next game on time.
No, you're not. Now, come on. Now, Tyler, what we're not going to do here on the drive is just have bold face lines.
I'm kidding. Listen, we show up fashionably late.
It can happen.
Jesus could come at 12 noon. Oh, shut up. Jesus and beer specials could hit at 12
in the parking lot,
and
man.
People are still going to be in there about 12:45.
By the way, so I don't know if anyone from Buffalo is listening, anyone who's in town from Buffalo. I do want to do the table. I want to do the table.
You want to jump
on Sunday?
Table?
It really depends on how early I wake up Saturday into Sunday.
I don't want to do the table.
I want to do the table. I'm probably... This might be the worst laid plans of mice and men, but I want to do a little fireball, and I want to jump through a table. I want to see what the fuss is all about.
Yeah.
Bills fans are fun.
Yeah. Someone texts, I'm good on the table. Good. I'll get in the hot tub that they get in, but I'm good on the table. Someone texts in, and this, I agree, rather how you feel about it is, I'm just afraid that CJ will throw an early interception. And
well, he's got to shake it off. And honestly, if he throws an early interception and shakes it off, won't that make you feel good too? Instead of him sulking on the sideline?
That's the part to me that it feels like to me, of all the people, by what he has shown us, he is the one who has shaking it off? He seems like he is shaking things off. like, by his reactions, everybody else is, like, he seemed like he has moved on. Now, we'll really see Sunday when the game gets started. But there is no vibe from CJ of, like, it may still be on his mind, but that is what has controlled his offseason.
In a way, the amount of bullying he has gotten for, one.
You calling it bullying?
Wearing shorts and a t-shirt across the street in Houston in the summer.
They turned him into Bryce Young. Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Turned him into a seventh grader.
He's 6'3", by the way. Bryce Young is smaller than me.